So this woman claims that kissing is more important than the actual act of sex. She says a lot of times she prefers that over actually getting busy. But it got me thinking. I wonder, is this where men go wrong? Right? In their marriages. Is this one of the areas where they do it wrong? They stop kissing their wives. Like, and I mean like tongue and making out. Is that something that women want? 1-855-FU-BILLY. Yes, Ava?
Good morning. Who doesn't want a really good kiss?
See, that's what I want to know. Is that where husbands go wrong? You know, when men go wrong is they do it in the infancy of their relationship, right? And then that kind of weans off.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something that men should continue?
Yes. A little, you know, peck on the cheek is good. And there's different kinds of kisses. And there's nothing better than a long, slow, hot kiss.
Right. And you want that from your husband.
Yeah. Not too sloppy, not dry, not trying to eat your face. And if he's not a good kisser, you might have to kind of
help him out.
I mean, a good kiss is hot.
Do you not get it as often as you want it?
I wish my boyfriend would kiss me a little bit more. You know, sometimes I'll say, "How about a kiss?" And he puts his face out for me to kiss him.
That's a classic move.
Yeah, that's a classic.
But he's funny. But no, I'm a big kisser. I love to kiss. And a good kiss goes a long way.
I wonder if that is, if men continue to do that with their woman, you know, during the entirety of their relationship, marriage, if that would help, if women would feel like more close to their husbands, if they were making out with them more.
It can't hurt, because a kiss to me is even more intimate than sex. You know, I mean, I don't know if
that's
it's
a
true,
problem.
But, you know, sometimes partners will say,
that is a big problem, yeah.
Yeah, that's
you guys really don't value like sex.
They don't.
Yeah, they might get more, you know, sex if they kiss more.
Yeah, no, that's true. Because do you? I mean, I don't know about you. Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Okay. How bad was the sex life while you were married? If you could be honest.
It wasn't bad at all. I did not divorce my husband because of sex.
Okay, so he got it a lot.
Yes.
All right, and then why'd you divorce him? Did he cheat on you? Was he rude?
No. It sounds
gambler.
Stupid, and it sounds cliche. No, I just realized one day, you know, can I stay with this person for the rest of my life, which will probably be a while? And I said, no.
Let's Why would you do that before you got married?
You really did dumb there.
You know, sometimes
You did dumb. Yeah.
We did get along real good and everything, but you know what? There was just this little bit of a...
Ma'am, you're
like
scary.
Click missing.
And I'm not trying to be rude, but you are insanely scary because you just woke up one day, right?
Yeah.
From a nap or something.
No. Just wake up one day. I thought about it for a long time. And there was, I mean, a little bit more to that. I feel he didn't really respect me. Didn't always take me seriously. And I tried to talk to him about some things and...
Damn.
Didn't really change, but he wasn't a bad guy. No excessive drinking, drugs, or anything.
So he wasn't a crackhead, nothing wrong, didn't slap you around, wasn't a cheater, wasn't a drinker, didn't bring whores to the house, nothing? And that dude still got hit with divorce papers.
You guys have kids?
No, I never wanted. You'll even think I'm worse if I tell you this. I never wanted kids, and I told him that up front. And he did, and I said, yeah, we can end it, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't going to change my mind. And he said, I'd rather marry you and not have kids, you know.
He took that sacrifice.
That guy gave you everything.
You're selfish.
Well.
Nard said you're a shellfish, but I think he was trying to say
you're a shellfish.
I think he's trying to say you're selfish.
Nard called me selfish?
Yeah, you're selfish.
Yes, he did. Nard called you all sorts of rude names. Yeah. Go ahead. Hold on. Shut your lips, Nard. Ava, go ahead. You give it to Nard right now. Lay into him.
From now on, when I call, because I do call y'all frequently and I enjoy your show, I do not enjoy Nard, and I will not engage in any conversation.
Thank you.
There you go.
I don't like engaging in conversations with him either.
That's fine, because you're selfish.
I really was a really good wife, but it was just one of those things where, you know, it just wasn't going to work.
I get it. Like, you didn't like, I know Nard's over there being rude.
Yeah.
And I thought, let me get out now, because I was older than him. I said, let me get out now while he's still young enough.
Yeah, so we can find somebody that cares about him.
And shut up and have, you know, maybe have kids or whatever. So,
was there somebody else there that you were telling to shut up, or are you saying that to Nard?
I wasn't even talking.
I was saying that to Nard.
Yeah.
That was Billy talking.
No, it wasn't.
No. You were talking.
That was
right
Nard.
Now.
I was not.
You shut your butt cheeks.
Billy. What do you mean?
Yeah, she likes me. I'm nice to her.
Obviously,
yeah.
She doesn't.
Yes, she
obviously
does.
Obviously, she does.
Yes, she does. She doesn't like you. She doesn't like you. Go ahead and get a spanking. She doesn't. This is for you, Ava. Because I know you like me and Derek, but you don't like him.
That's an unnecessary spanking. I didn't even
feel that in your true religion.
She calls all the time. She's a nice lady.